As the lockout of Baltimore Symphony musicians drags into its third week, many are worried about the future of the orchestra that's been called a crown jewel of the city. Orchestra management says the finances are so shaky that they had to cancel the summer season, but WYPR's Emily Sullivan reports the musicians disagree and are picketing outside Meyerhoff Symphony Hall nearly every day.
When violent unrest spread through Baltimore streets in 2015, the Orioles did something remarkable. They played in an empty stadium, citing safety concerns. The Baltimore Symphony Orchestra sent a different message. They put on a free concert on the plaza outside the Meyerhoff.
This is about a gathering. This is about a gathering of music, of musicians, and we just want to play some music for you.
That's Michael Lisicki. Now, the oboist and his fellow musicians are back on that same stretch of Cathedral Street. This time, they're walking a picket line. The sidewalk sounds are much different than they were on that day in 2015. Orchestra management abruptly canceled the summer concerts at the end of May and locked out the musicians in mid-June, with no pay and no collective bargaining agreement. That's because they want to cut the season from 52 weeks to 40 to save money. Management says the cuts are badly needed. Finances were so shaky that the BSO's endowment fund gave them a $2.3 million loan to pay operational expenses like payroll through mid-June. Here's Peter Chomey, the orchestra's CEO.
The BSO has been facing serious cash flow issues following years of substantial financial losses. And we have an urgent need to address longstanding issues and change our business model. And that's how we've gotten to where we are today.
Last week, the BSO learned that help from the state wasn't going to arrive. Maryland lawmakers had approved $1.6 million in emergency state aid for the orchestra, but Governor Larry Hogan said he won't release the money. Meanwhile, members of the BSO's endowment trust are balking at giving it any more cash. Here's how Greg Mulligan, a violinist and the co-chair of the BSO Players Committee, views it.
Well, I think the classic reason for an orchestra to take a smaller draw and thus produce a deficit is to be able to come to the workers, in our case the musicians, and say, we're really sorry, but we're bleeding money, and so as great as you guys are, you're going to have to take a pay cut because we can't balance our budget.
Going without a summer paycheck is a hardship for many BSO musicians, like Skylar Jackson.
It's more earth-shattering than I even expected it.
Jackson is a bassoon player. He's been with the orchestra since he graduated from college. He has to make two hefty loan payments each month. One chips away at his student loans. The other is for a $32,000 bassoon that he says he needs to play professionally.
This bassoon allowed me to keep this job and maintain this job at this level. The better the instrument, the less you have limitations to what you can do, and then you can get into an orchestra of this caliber, this high level.
Given the rest of Baltimore's woes, a lot of the city's philanthropy is directed toward other needs, like education and health. The orchestra still has loyal financial supporters, like Bill Nuremberg.
The arts are actually the soul of the city. The things you're talking about, like healthcare and so forth, those are the bones. Those are the skeleton. That's the essential part to make the bodies of the city stand. But we are the soul.
Despite its grim financial situation, the orchestra chooses to give a lot of its time and money back. It runs Orchids, which offers music lessons, tutors, and dinner to more than 1,300 local children. Many musicians say that the BSO is a community that expands far outside the Meyerhoff, and that the proposed schedule means the BSO will lose talent to other orchestras. Chomey says,
we need to change our business model and move to something where we will have a sustainable financial position, but also ensure that our community continues to be home to an exceptional orchestra for many years to come.
Again, here's oboist Michael Lisicki.
We're not saying we're not going in. We're not striking. We have nothing to strike. We wouldn't go in here. This is our home. They locked us out. We should be banging on drums and being a little angry about it.
Chomey says next week's contract negotiations, where federal mediators will assist, will be important. And musicians say that until the Meyerhof opens back up, they intend to keep picketing. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.